Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Call Waiting. It's me, Robin Shaw, and happy Thanksgiving. Well, if you're in the U.S. and if you celebrate, and just happy Thursday, everyone. But this is our Thanksgiving special. You guys love the Halloween special so much. So now anytime there's any sort of holiday whatsoever, we'll try to make a special episode. So this episode is going to be so stinking special because Thanksgiving for me is a reason to be with your family. Although my parents for the last like 6 years have gone to my other brother, not security's in-laws. So I've been left alone for the last 6 years. Don't feel bad because sometimes security shows up in my doorstep and I'm like, oh, great. But to me, Thanksgiving's about family, but mostly it's about thinking about what you're thankful for and what you're grateful for. And for me, it is you guys. It's my family. It's my friends. It's just the wonderful people in my life. Hands down is my greatest blessing. And I'm just so thankful for it. And I was thinking to tell you for our little opening segment, the best week of my life and why this is why I'm so thankful for it. So back November 12th, 2020 was my first time going viral. And you're like, Robin, your best week is because you went viral. No, it had nothing to do with the actual viralness, but all the people, you guys, that was brought into my life. And because of that, all the blessings. So on November 12th, 2020, this was during the pandemic. I'm alone in my apartment. I had been alone for months. This was by far the worst time of my life, as it was for a lot of people. But because all the comedy clubs had been shut down, I wasn't working. And when I say I was on my last dollar, I was literally on my last dollar. I did not know how I was going to pay rent. My grandmas, both of them died 3 weeks to the day apart. They died just a couple of months prior. And I was just so sad, and I hadn't been around people, and I hadn't hugged my parents in so long, and I was broke, and I just did not know if this pandemic went on what I was going to do. Like, it was just my lowest point. And I'm in my tiny studio apartment, and I'm having some wine, and I stumble upon my old notebook that from 2019, and I open it to see like some jokes that I was working on, and I found a goals list that I had wrote for 2020. Again, I wrote this in 2019, and I was just laughing because everything I wanted, the opposite happened, you know? And I just found this really funny. So I was like, oh, this could be a funny TikTok. So I put the phone like right, I propped it up against my microwave, press play, read the goals list, and I'm laughing. And then I press upload and I went to sleep. And at this point, I had under 1,000 followers. So all my videos would get like between 100 and no, my videos would get between like 50 and like 300 views. So I didn't think much of it. And then I woke up and I opened my phone the next morning and I had 300,000 views. And I was like, oh my God, I'm famous. And then that was Friday, the next day. And then Saturday, it had hit over 1 million views. And I was at my parents' house. And at the time, again, because of the pandemic, my dad, who had an accounting firm at the time, he has since scaled down, but he had an accounting firm at the time. None of his employees came in again because of the pandemic. So once a week, he would have me come in and just do like some clerical work. And this way I would make some money. But on Saturday, I'm there and I'm like, Mom, Dad, I'm going viral. And my dad's like, but you're still coming in Tuesday to shred. And I'm like, Dad, I'm famous. I can't shred. He's like, Robin, you're coming in Tuesday. And then over the next day, I was getting more views and it was starting to get over onto Instagram. Yeah, Instagram people were starting to post. And then Monday, it was like viral. Like, it was viral in the sense like Kyle Richards had reposted it. Tank's Good News had reposted it. And then Tuesday, Jennifer Gardner posted it. And when she posted it to her 12 point something million followers, it blew up. And then the next day I wake up and they're talking about me on The View and they're talking about me on The Talk and Oprah posted it and the whole world exploded. But the greatest part of it, which is what I was saying at the start, was that's how I met most of you guys. So many of you found me that first week and my entire life changed from it. All of a sudden I started throughout the pandemic because again, the comedy clubs still weren't open, but I was booking like Instagram ads and now I'm touring the country. I have a podcast at Betches. They don't just give it to people, but I had you guys. And so when I took that meeting and they saw that I come with, you know, a lot of you, it was an easy transition. And you guys have just changed my life career-wise, but also everything I do, whether it's sell journals, have a podcast, go on tour, date men, whatever it is, I have hundreds of thousands of you in my DMs rooting me on. It's almost like I can't fail because if I do fail, there's just so many of you being like, you got this, Robin, you're okay. And I will wake up every morning and just be so thankful for November 12th, 2020, because that one moment changed my entire life. And by changed my entire life, I mean gave me you guys, which in turn gave me the confidence and the pull and the leverage to live a life where I'm happy. And so my biggest thing I'm grateful for is you guys. And security. Hello, security.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. And you know something? I brought sound effects for this special occasion.
What the hell is that?
It's turkeys.
Oh my God.
I thought it went over so well with the Halloween.
Oh my, first off, that is not turkeys. Turkeys go gobble, gobble.
That is gobble, gobble.
That sounds like a squirrel being run over.
Well, I also have.
What's that? It's a boar?
It's a pig. Well, I also have a sheep.
So guys, I've now realized why our parents leave us on Thanksgiving. They're thankful for being away from Robin and security. What are you most thankful for this Thanksgiving?
I am most thankful that I
you're for Oates. Odie.
I am. Yes,
your
I'm very thankful for him. It's fun to come home and have someone there. And he's,
can I tell you, your demeanor has changed since you've gotten him?
I'm more tired.
You're definitely tired, but you seem just happier.
Yes. Yes, it's that coming home to that happy smile,
yeah.
And it's also I missed having, you know, just a pet in the house.
Yeah, a security's cat Houdini had passed a few months ago. We didn't really talk about it because, you know, it's a downer.
Yeah.
But some people love like sharing their bad news. Our family is the opposite.
Yeah.
Like, so my uncle passed and that night I had to perform at San Francisco. I didn't tell anyone for a week because I just didn't want to damper the mood.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we didn't tell anyone, but security has been going through a hard time. So I'm so glad you now have Odie.
Yeah. Oates, Odie.
He's so cute.
He's adorable.
I love him so much.
But I'm also thankful that I get to travel the country.
Yeah.
And literally see the entire country.
And Canada. You hadn't left the country.
I never left the country.
Until this tour. So mm-hmm.
I've actually got to use my passport finally.
All right. So today's episode really is special. So I had put on my social media saying, you know, we have a Thanksgiving special. If anyone has someone that they just want to say thank you, I'm grateful to you, please message me and I will call them on your behalf. And so many of you messaged. I really just picked three random because there were so many of you that had such beautiful stories about your parents or your children or your siblings or your friends. So I picked three. This is going to be interesting. First, we're going to speak to the person that wants to say thank you. And then I'm going to call the person they want to express their gratitude for. The problem is the person that they're expressing their gratitude for doesn't know I'm calling. And this is the biggest anxiety of my life because I hate making phone calls. You're like, well, then maybe you shouldn't have a call-in show, Robin. No, the difference is you guys call me. Now I'm going to have to call other people and it's making me so anxious because this is my fear of security. So let's say someone wants me to call their mom, right? And I'm like, hey, this is Robin. They're like, who? And I'm like, Robin Shaw. And they're like, yep, never heard of you.
But then you say, I am so-and-so's friend.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. I am not thankful for this thankful episode.
I am so thankful. So thankful this isn't me.
Also, I mean, the three I pick have beautiful stories. So, you know, I'm really glad that we're going to be able to do this for these three people.
Me too. I'm excited to hear.
Yeah. All right. So let's call our first person.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Okay, Robin, we have Sarah on the line.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Robin. How are you?
Good. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
This is our Thanksgiving episode. And so I had said on my social media to send me a message if you have someone that you're grateful for, and you wrote me. So why don't you tell us who you're thankful for and a little about this person?
Okay, so I'm thankful for my best friend, Ashley. She has been in my life since we were five, and we're now in our 40s. Going back when we were little, so I didn't have the best childhood. It was a, you know, dysfunctional family. And anytime things were bad at my home, she would always welcome me into her home with open arms. And, you know, she put up with a lot, and we've been through a lot together. And currently, she had been sick for quite a few months now. And I have not been able to see her for quite some time due to her illness. You know, I'm just eternally grateful for her and thankful that she has in my life. And while she's going through all this, it's hard for me not to be able to see her and express the gratitude I have for her while she's struggling with her illness.
A few questions about Ashley. First off, what if you had to say, like, what's one of the memories with her where she really showed up for you?
The biggest thing she's ever showed up for me for is when my son's father and I split. She was there 100% picking up pieces and just helping me get through it and not looking back and just moving forward.
I love best friends. Like, I think there's, you know, I mean, you follow me, so you know I love my best friends so much. So tell us a little about Ashley's personality.
She's strong. She has an amazing son who has Asperger's. She has a husband, and her mom will live with her. And she does so much for her family. And through it all, she still is able to be there for me, drama and chaos that goes on in my life.
How's her health doing now?
She is still currently sick. She's fighting, and we're hoping that, you know, she's going towards more of the positive route right now.
Oh, she definitely will. She definitely will. Because now you're everything that she is for you, you are for her. I already know it. So, all right, I'm going to give her a call and just tell her how grateful you are for her and what an amazing person she is.
Hello.
Hi, is this Ashley?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Ashley. This is Robin Shawl. Sarah probably has spoken about me before. I'm a comedian.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, anyway, I am calling you because yesterday on my Instagram, I had asked my followers that, you know, because I have this podcast and I was just saying, does anyone have anyone that they're so grateful for who are just like amazing people and they need me to help express how much they love them? And Sarah wrote me and I just spoke to her on the phone and she just told me how wonderful you are and how much you've been there for her in her life. And I just wanted to call and just tell you how loved you are by Sarah and just how grateful she is to have you in her life.
Oh my God. Oh my God. She is incredible. I love her. How sweet is that? She lied to me. She said that, she said someone's calling for a reference for a job.
Yeah. So does she show up on time and how many words a minute does she type?
Yeah, oh my gosh. That's so fantastic. Oh, that's incredibly, incredibly sweet. Oh my gosh.
And she just like, I had asked her about you and she just said that when she was leaving her son's father, that you were just there for her every step of the way, that you're constantly showing up for her and that you're just such a great mom and wife and that you take care of your mom. And she just thinks you're the greatest. And she's just so grateful that you're in her life.
Oh, she's incredible. This is why we have been friends since we have been 6 years old. Because she's just as incredible as she's saying I am, she is too.
Sarah's actually on the phone. Sarah, is anything you want to add?
Yes, I love you. And I just want you to know that even through everything you're going through, you're still amazing. I'm killing it. And we're going to get through this.
You know, you're going to make me cry, right? And I don't cry.
She actually said that. She said, if you don't show emotions, I said, this call will get her to cry.
You did it. You won.
How are you feeling?
Today, not so bad. Not so bad. But I start my treatments again probably in a couple days. So I'll be pretty exhausted. But right now, I'm not feeling too terrible.
Well, just know as you're going through your treatment, you not only have Sarah, you not only have me, but you have a lot of people rooting you on. And everyone knows how amazing you are. Your family, your son, your husband, your mom. Me, Sarah, my brother sitting here crying. You may not be crying. My brother, we're all rooting for you. And we're all just so thankful that you're just such a wonderful person. And mostly Sarah's just so thankful that you're in her life.
This is absolutely probably the best gift. But this is wonderful. You actually made me tear up and I love you to death.
Well, I love you too. I'm just so happy. And, you know, I can't really be around you right now, but
I know.
Thank you. Give you hugs from afar.
Thank you very much. I'll actually accept the hug too.
Well, then fuck it. I'll give you a hug too.
Yes. Excellent.
All right, well, I wish you a very happy holiday. Stay strong. You got this. If you're not crying and hugging often, that means you're one tough cookie. And I have faith that you're going to be just fine.
Thank you so much. This really means a lot. Thank you so much, both of you.
All right. I love you, ladies. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Security pulled together. I wasn't crying until I saw you cry.
I know. I need the tissues over there.
There's no crying on this podcast.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have to balance this out because I'm not going to be able to get through this.
Yeah.
All right. So to balance this emotion out, because otherwise we're just going to cry through this whole thing. I think in between, we should say one thing about each other that we're not grateful for.
Love it.
Oh my God. That was so freaking sweet.
Wonderful.
Oh my
Wonderful.
Gosh. My heart is exploding. Mm-hmm. All right. The thing I'm not thankful for is the fact that you messed up Sarah's name when you first got her on the line. He called her Elizabeth. Oh my God. All right. What are you not thankful for about me?
That I have now 15 jobs in my life that I'm not trained for.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. This next one, I'm going to start crying. Guys, just know when things get heavy and we giggle, security doesn't. I giggle when I'm having emotions. Just know that that's the case. So our next call actually is a half call, half not call. So let me explain. So I got a message from this woman, Rayut, and she said that she wanted to thank her best friend. And, her best friend has been in her life just helping so much. But she said the problem is Rayut lives in Tel Aviv, Israel, and currently that there's bombs and she just doesn't know where she's going to be during this taping. Obviously, with everything going on, I completely understood. And she said, is there any way I can write it out and then you call my best friend? I said, absolutely. So I'm going to read you what she wrote me about her best friend. My thanks, love, appreciation go to Hadas, my kindred spirit. For years, a mutual friend of ours told us we had to meet because we were made to be friends, and she was right. Hadas is the best setup I've ever had. This was always true, and especially this year. It's been a very difficult year for me. My beloved father was gravely ill, and he passed away 3 months ago. I was very close to him, and throughout his illness, I rarely left his side. This means that I spent many, many days and nights in the hospital. Nights were particularly difficult. During most of them, I would text with Hadas. We would discuss a doctor or nurse I had a crush on, and thankfully there were many. We would chat about how happy we were that Robin was in New York so she could be with security and her family, and giggle with Regina and Belinda. We also love Frank. We texted about bread. Hadas is an amazing baker. And I would also share with her my many deliberations concerning my dad's treatment and the pain of seeing him fade away. She supports me every day, gave me wise advice, and made me laugh because she's hilarious. She also brought me a little bag with little skin supplies that I could take with me to the hospital, which was very important in light of said doctors and nurses. When my dad ultimately passed away, me and my sister organized a short ceremony before the funeral. And when I say short, I mean about an hour long. I wrote something for the ceremony, but I couldn't read it. It was too hard for me. So Hadas read it in my place. She has continued to support and make me laugh ever since. How blessed am I? I love her so much, and we both love Robin. And one day we'll go together to see one of Robin's shows. So, like I said, you know, Rayut can't be on the phone, so she wrote this, but we are going to call her best friend who's here in the U.S., Hadas, and we are going to express the gratitude that Rayut has for her. Hi, is this Hadas?
Yes.
Hi, this is Robin Shaw.
Robin?
Yes, Robin Shaw from Instagram.
Oh, my God. Are you calling me because of my friend Ruth, who told me that I need to verify her social security number at this hour?
Yes. Okay, so that was just a decoy to get you on the phone with me.
I can imagine now.
So I want to make sure I'm saying her name right. It's Rayut?
Rayut, yeah.
So I, yesterday on Instagram, I said, I'm going to be recording the podcast, and does anyone have someone that they're really thankful for that has just been so good to them that they wanted me to help express their gratitude and love? And she wrote me this most beautiful note about you and just how much you have.
Oh my God, I'm about to cry. That's so sweet.
She just said that you have been there.
And I haven't even had the note.
I'll fill you in. She just said that you have been there through her whole time that her father was in the hospital, all the way up to helping her read her eulogy at the funeral to even afterwards, and helping her make her laugh, and that you've just been there for her every step of the way. And she is so grateful for your friendship and love.
Just so you know, she's the sweetest, dearest person, and I'm so grateful for her. And she's been there for me, like, in unbelievable ways. And she's been through so much recently, and she's just an amazing person. And, you know, we always watch you on Instagram and, like, are inspired by your friendship with your girlfriend, because it's just such an important part of our lives, too.
Yeah, I mean, when she wrote this, my heart just, like, melted, because I understand, like, when my grandma passed, I wouldn't leave my apartment. Again, this was during the pandemic. And my friend Regina, who you probably have seen on my Instagram, she called me. She said, I'm downstairs. I said, no, I don't want to come out. And she's like, well, I'm not leaving till you come out. And she wouldn't leave. And so I had to come down. And then instead of just coming down, we ended up walking for like 3 hours. So I understand, like, when you're losing someone, how much you need your girlfriend. So when she wrote this and just said how much you were there for her, not even after the death, but leading up and during and after. She just loves you so much, and she's so grateful for you, and just what an amazing person you are.
Thank you so much. And I will also thank her. But
she ended her sentence that saying that one day the two of you will come to one of my comedy shows.
Oh, we definitely will. I lived in New York until 3 months ago. I just moved to D.C. and I, visit all the time. But Ruth is actually away. She lives in Israel.
Yeah.
And continued hard times, and I hope we can definitely do that.
There will be good times ahead, and you two will show up at a show, and you make sure that I know it so I could give you both a big hug.
Oh my god, thank you so much, this is really sweet.
Yes, and you don't have to verify any social security. Don't, if anyone calls, do not give out her social security number. That was a decoy.
I was picking up the phone and getting ready to prepare her social security number for my notes. I was like, yeah, I'm so ready.
No, but do you have her credit card number? No kidding.
Oh, do you need that?
Well, I wish you a very, very happy holiday and so much love, and you continue to be a wonderful, amazing friend and person, because it is more appreciated than you probably even know.
Just so you know, through all the hard times, we just watch you and just laugh, and you bring so much joy to our life.
Oh, thank you. All right, sending you a big, big hug and lots of love, and happy holidays.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, bye. Okay, here's the things I'm most unthankful for. I'm a mess. I can't handle this. I want to call Regina. Should I quickly call Regina? She doesn't know I'm calling.
You should get her credit card number.
Wait, call Regina. Do you have her number?
Yeah.
Call her. I just need to tell her I love her quickly.
Hi, it's Regina DeChico. Please leave a message.
Regina, it's Robin. I'm in the middle of taping the podcast, and I'm so emotional because I just called like this best friend who was there for this other best friend. And while she was saying that, I was thinking about how much you've been there for me. And I know this is going to sound like I'm having a breakdown, but I promise you I'm not. I'm just so emotional. And I just want you to know I love you very much, and I'm so thankful for your friendship every single day. You are the greatest friend on this planet, and I am just, you're there for my best days, and even more important, you're there for my worst days, and you're there for my crazy days, and you root me on for everything, and I just love you very much. Happy Thanksgiving. And yes, I know it's not Thanksgiving, but it's in a week from now when this episode airs, so happy Thanksgiving. I hope you don't listen to this for a week. Okay, I love you very much. I had to do that. I had to do it in the moment.
And there's parts of it, if you pressed pound, it could have said, leave this as an emergency. I wish the thing leave this a week from now.
Yeah, that's what I need. Okay, security. This is what I'm unthankful for.
Yes.
Okay. I really am unthankful for about you?
Yes. Okay, I'm ready.
When someone's talking to me, you answer for me.
Thank you.
Like, guys, people will be like, Robin, great job. And security go, thank you. Yeah. Or someone will be like, oh, Robin, where do you live? And security go, New York City. Like, you answer for me.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm not thankful for that. Okay. What are you unthankful for about me?
I'm unthankful for that I have to walk around Manhattan filming you dressed as some weird thing. Like, I look more like the weirdo that I'm filming somebody that looks weird.
Like, I was thinking about it the other day, maybe like a couple months ago, actually. I was doing an Instagram video where like I showed a hot guy on Instagram, and then I was what's the animal? A bull.
A bull. Yeah.
Where I was dressed as a bull, and there was this moment where you were filming me dressed as a bull, and I remember a family walking by.
Yes.
And I felt more embarrassed for you.
Yes. Yes.
Because like I was covered, I just looked like a bull, but like you're dressed as yourself, mm-hmm. filming this in a public location. Like, you are the weirdo.
Yes, I am the weirdo. That Kim Kardashian posts to all of her people.
Hilarious. All right, so are you ready for our next I'm grateful call?
Yes.
Guys, Regina's calling me. Hello?
Hello. Oh my goodness. So I just listened to my voicemail.
Regina, I love you so much. I can't even cry.
I'm glad that I didn't pick up, because now, like, I'll be able to keep that forever because I just listened to that voicemail. And I mean, happy Thanksgiving to you. No, what I was going to say, it's so mutual and like beautiful. And like, obviously, you know, my friendship with like what our friendships like, there's our ridiculous moments when we make videos, and then the crazy moments when it's like we like cross, like you're about to go on stage at town hall, but then like also the real friend moments that like nobody gets to see. So it's like the emotional roller coaster that her friendship is on, just based on the nature of like what we do and how we're friends. Like, I don't think I could verbalize it, but like, I would have given up.
I know. Same. And I think it's just really funny that the friendship that people get to see is these TikTok challenges where we're grabbing each other's vaginas. And and what they don't know is that is not even like 0.1% of our friendship. Like, whatever. Oh my God, Regina, I can't stop crying. This episode destroyed my heart. But I am just like, my lowest moments over the last few years, you've been so good to me. And I'm just so grateful for you.
No, I'm grateful. And listen, I'm glad I can be there. And I mean, I remember the darkest day. Like, I remember, and like, you maybe even said this, like, but there was a time, so people understand, where like, it was so bad. Like, it was so hard. Robin had so much loss so quickly. She like wasn't leaving her apartment. And for those of you that don't know, Robin's old apartment like didn't have
windows. So
to get any air or sunlight, she had to like stand on her bed and like look out, and it was like to an alleyway. So it was like literally, it was so like, when I knew Robin was sad and at home, I was like, oh my God, she's not getting sunlight and she's like not getting air. So like, I
and there was roaches and my super was an asshole.
It was so bad. And I remember like the one time when you like really hadn't come out and you kept not wanting to meet up. And I called you and I was like, Robin, I'm here and you have to come downstairs. And I remember I said, I promise you, I'm not going to even trick you into doing anything. I said, I'm wearing flip flops. So like, we can't even go for a walk. I was like, all you have to do is like literally just come downstairs. And we were still wearing masks, which like, I mean, you have to understand too, like we in New York City, like you couldn't even go to your elevator, like without a mask on. So it was like, Robin was like in an airless windowless apartment. And then when she came out, she like had to put a mask on. And I was like, just come downstairs. Cause I was like, no, like you don't, oh my God. But like, I'll remember the darkest times. That's why, like, knowing that and then really enjoying like what's going on now, but knowing like I couldn't have, me and Robin used to joke, like when I was having a really bad day, she was okay to help me. And on Robin's lowest days,
we
like
took
I was
turns.
Okay,
we would not allow like whoever was having a worse day, the other person just bucked up and like sucked it up and said,
and
okay,
there.
And we balanced it out because we couldn't both be falling apart on the same day. That was just not acceptable.
No, but we literally made it through. But no, I'm just as great because there's so many things too where it's like for both of us just to go through personally, it's like you need that other phone call. Like, I have a husband, guys, but there's certain stuff where I'm like, this is a Robin situation.
And I think he's so thankful for that. Yeah.
Probably even the vagina grabbing.
He's like, oh good, Robin's grabbing your vagina, I don't have to.
I got some time off.
All right, I gotta continue this podcast. I got off a call with two friends and I needed to call you and say that I love you.
No, I love you too. And now I love that I have that
voice. You have to leave me one now.
Well, I mean,
wait till your next breakdown. Don't do it now, because now you're just going to make it funny.
Robin, how does this podcast not count as recording my voicemail?
Oh yeah, you're right. This is recorded.
Yeah, I think we recorded it.
One time, Regina's tweets were so funny, and I said, you really should write these down. And she's like, Robin, I'm tweeting them. That's written down. All right, I love you. Happy Thanksgiving.
I love you too. Happy podcasting.
Okay, bye.
And happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Robin.
Yes, hi. I already told everyone how, you know, I had said on my Instagram how if you have someone that you're really thankful for who's really just been amazing in your life, to message me. And you sent me a message saying that your mom is someone that you really just have so much gratitude for. So I was hoping you could tell us a little about her and what she's done for you and how she's been there for you.
Oh my goodness. So I have two sisters, first of all, and my mom just has been there from the beginning. Like, she was a stay-at-home mom when we were little. As we got older, she got a job in our high school cafeteria. So we saw her, you know, throughout high school working in the cafeteria there. And as we went on to college, she got a second job working still in the high school cafeteria and then working in a grocery store deli just to make more money for us and help, you know, pay for some of the college that we went to. She eventually, you know, retired and then moved to where we are now in Chicago, cared for my sister's three kids. She's helping care for my child and my other sister's children, always putting others first. So much love and kindness and always being there supporting us from day one and helped mold us into like the mothers that we are today.
Can you explain her personality? Like what's, you know, what drives her? What does she love to do? Just a little about her.
So, I mean, really we drive her. She is solely always focused on us, me and my sisters. And then just even more so now the grandchildren. She wants to do anything she can for them. When it comes to like self-care, like that's what she does. She just wants to do things for the grandchildren. I mean, she's really a funny person. She'll use some naughty language occasionally with people and she'll kind of like do it jokingly, but kind of like try to pretend like she's being mean and throw some bad words in there. So she's just like a real fun, loving, happy person.
And now you and your kids and your sisters and their kids and your mom, does everyone live close by?
Yeah, we all live in the Chicago area.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to call your mom. Now, does she know who okay. I am? Like if I say I'm Robin Shull, will she have any clue or do I just keep talking?
You know what? I'm not sure if she'll remember your name, but I have showed her, I've talked about you to her a lot and like shared some of your videos with her. So.
Okay. I'll prep who I am when I call her. And so what I'm going to do is you'll be on the line. So I am going to just tell her how, what's your sister's name?
Teresa, who will most likely be with her. And then Katie.
All right. And so I'm going to tell her how wonderful you are. And
you
then
know what she likes to do. I forgot.
Yeah.
She likes casino, going to the casino.
Okay. Oh, that's like my type of woman.
She loves gambling.
amazing. All right. So I'm going to tell her how grateful you are for her and what an amazing mom and grandma she is. And then I will say that you're also on the line and then you can, you know, say what you want to say to her.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Hold on 1 second.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Monica?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Monica. This is Robin Shull. I'm not sure if you know who I am, but Rebecca may have shown you some of my videos. I'm a comedian on Instagram that she follows.
Oh, yes, she has.
Hi, Monica. I'm calling you because on my Instagram yesterday, I had asked my followers if they had someone in their life who was just exceptional and they're super grateful for. And Rebecca sent me a message and I spoke to her on the phone and she was just telling me how wonderful you are as a mom and a grandma and how much you've given up and been there for the family. And I told her that I would call you and just let you know that how much your daughters love you and just appreciate everything you've done for them.
Oh my goodness, you're making me cry.
Well, you happen to be an amazing woman. And when you have great daughters, I think it's a reflection on the mom, maybe both parents, but in this case, you. And I think you did a great job, but more than what I think, your daughters think it. And they know they can't do it without you, especially how much you help with their kids and what an amazing grandma you are.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for calling.
Of course. And Rebecca's actually on the phone. Rebecca?
Hi, Mom. Love you.
I love you, too. I love you girls a lot.
I know. And, you know, Mom, you don't. Robin said it so in such perfect words. Your love and kindness and hard work and, you know, the hard work that you did, you know, during your cafeteria and deli days, but also the hard work you've been putting in and the strength you're showing after fighting COVID and these knee replacements. We just admire it so much, Mom. We're so thankful for you.
Oh, thank you, Becca. Thank you all.
Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you. We love you.
You're very loved. And Monica, I hear you love a good casino.
Oh, yeah.
What's your game of choice?
You like the slot machines.
Oh,
right,
the slots.
The slot machines. Yeah.
That's my mom's favorite, too. I'm a blackjack girl, but my mom plays the slots.
Oh, no, I like the slots. That's what I like to play.
Well, I wish you lots of luck on your next casino trip. And from me and all your daughters, we love you so much. And thank you for being such an amazing mom and grandma.
Oh, thank you so much. This was so nice. I really appreciate the call.
Okay. Well, have a happy holidays ahead.
Okay. You too.
All right. Bye.
Thank you so much, Robin.
Okay. Bye. Oh my God. I love mom so much. I don't even think you know.
I have such a big smile.
I know. And you've literally cried through the whole thing.
Yes.
So let me tell you what I'm unthankful for.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Thank you to our callers today. I also want to thank everyone. There were so many beautiful messages of people just being thankful for other people. Reading them last night just melted my heart. So thank you, everyone. If you ever want to know what the topic is, make sure you're following me at Robin Shaw. Oh my gosh. I forgot your end segment.
Oh my gosh. I forgot too. I've been so
emotional.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Do you have an end segment?
Yes, I do. That's not emotional at all.
Oh,
there's
goodness.
No emotion whatsoever with this.
Oh,
one.
That's
actually,
shocking.
Actually.
Hatred. Is
actually,
the
no. If you're a fan of this, then it can get very emotional for some people.
All right, let's hear the end segment.
Okay, so I don't know if you know, but anybody who's not American.
Wait, I just had a flashback.
What?
The first few episodes, you would name your end segment. You haven't done that since like episode 3, and we're up to episode like 50.
All right, I got a name for this.
What?
Fantasy football.
Okay.
And too bad no one could
you know
see
what
me. I'm actually doing like a hand.
For about you?
What?
You know what I'm on? Okay, what?
Okay, anybody that isn't American, but in Thanksgiving here in America, football is actually a very big thing during Thanksgiving.
And football isn't with your feet.
No, that's why I said today it's American football.
Us talking about sports is hilarious.
I know.
But like, it's not with your feet.
But it's called football.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyone else realized that?
Yes.
Oh.
That's why they call this American football in every other country.
Oh, okay.
They call this sport. Otherwise, football is soccer.
But they really should name soccer football because that really is a ball with your foot.
Yes, every other country in the world.
Soccer is called football?
Correct.
Wow.
But they call this sport American football.
Who's they?
Everybody else in the world okay. Besides America.
All right.
All right.
I'm already confused.
Doesn't matter because...
Was that the game?
That is not the game.
Aww.
I'm going to name the team. You got to tell me the city they're from.
The sports team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's football, but you might know these.
And this has to do with Thanksgiving because we watch football on Thanksgiving?
Correct.
Okay. Well, not us, but
not
other
us,
people.
But yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go easy first. Again, the Giants.
New York.
Okay. The Jets.
New York.
Very good. Okay. Let's get a little harder. The Broncos.
Do I just guess?
Yeah.
Can I just give the state?
Sure.
Or do you need a city?
Either or.
Okay. Broncos.
Yeah.
Let's go with Illinois.
Nope. Denver, Colorado. Denver.
Okay. So Colorado's the state.
Okay. Yes.
I didn't know the state.
Okay.
How about you give me a city and I can tell you what state it's in?
That has nothing to do with football. It's just geography. Okay.
That's actually hard too. I don't know if I would be that good at that.
Tampa.
Florida.
Very good. That's the Buccaneers.
Going to be the next one? All right. Give me the football team.
Okay. Okay.
Cowboys. All right. Let's see out of six, how many I get right.
Okay.
Okay.
Cowboys.
Go. Oh, Texas. What?
The Dallas Cowboys, but it's Texas. Texas.
You said the state.
Oh, no, the state, okay.
All right, so I got one.
Okay, 49ers.
Texas.
You already did Texas.
Well, Jets and Giants have two are both New York.
Technically, the Jets are in Jersey, but we say New York.
Well, Jets are Jersey?
Right. I am right. Right. So, yeah.
They're a Jersey team, not a New York team?
No, they are. It's New York. It's a New York Jets, but they are their stadium is in Jersey.
Football's very confusing.
And why do I know all this stuff?
I don't know. Okay. So, so not Texas?
No. 49ers? No.
Yeah. Okay. Florida?
No.
Kansas?
No.
Kentucky?
No.
Louisiana?
No.
Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada. Okay, where is it?
Well, think of the 49ers. Think about the gold rush. California. Okay, history's not.
The gold rush. Gold rush. Okay. All right, so I don't have that one.
Okay, okay. No. Okay. The Raiders.
Texas. Okay, Michigan?
Nope.
Ohio.
It's a city that and a state that we've performed in.
A wedding
at one of your shows.
There was, oh, Vegas.
There you
Nevada. But yes. I'm not counting that.
No, okay. No. Okay, the Panthers.
Texas. I just spit everywhere. Why does everything sound like it could go with Texas? Okay.
What, the Panthers, North Carolina.
Okay.
Okay.
Are these popular teams? Or are you giving me hard
ones?
No,
they're very popular. Okay. Okay. The Rams. I'll give you a hint. It's a state that I've already given you. It's one of those states where there's two teams in that state.
Okay. Nevada?
No.
What?
California.
Okay.
All right.
It's the last one.
Last one. All right. Here, last one. It's just called the Texans.
Florida! All right, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. If you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, if you live anywhere else in the world, happy Thursday. I just want to thank everyone for all their love and grace and happiness that you guys show me all year round. I'm so freaking grateful. The way I started is the way I will end, that you guys are the thing I'm most grateful for. So on that note, thank you everyone who called. If you want to know the topic every week, make sure you're following me on Instagram and TikTok at Robin Shaw Comic and Security. The thing about you I'm most grateful for, we have another call. Call Waiting is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Picot. Editing by Basilio Perez and Jorge Morales Picot. Guest booking by Ali Freelander. Be sure to follow me at Robin Shaw Comic on Instagram and TikTok to find out our next topic and learn when to call each week. And give me a ring at 720-72-ROBIN. That's 720-727-6296.
Betches.